I think we'll move on to number seven, the Nest Predator Bounty Program. I think, Keith, are you going to do this one?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I don't know about the people here.
Very good. Keith Fisk, I'm a program administrator with Game Fish and Parks here at Pier and going to give the commission just a real brief update on the Nest Predator Bounty Program. So good afternoon, members of the commission and Secretary Roebling. As you know, at the last meeting, you folks authorized the 2021 Nest Predator Bounty Program, which started here on April 1st. We held our first check-in days at Game Fish and Parks offices across the state here on it would have been April 6th, so the day after Easter Monday. We had approximately 80 participants submit tails during that check-in time for a grand total of just under 1,000 tails here the first part of the for the first check-in. And we had 30 of those 80 participants were 17 years of age and younger, so good participation from the youth there. And as part of an incentive to get youth involved in this program, we also held our first weekly giveaway here yesterday, and we had a young gentleman from Frankfort, South Dakota, Tyler Esser, was the winner of our prize package, which again is three Game Fish and Parks live traps, a knife, and then a North American trapping educational booklet that'll be mailed to Tyler there. So again, trying to get a lot of folks interested in this program. We're anticipating some pretty good participation coming up here with the nice warm weather that we see on the forecast. And again, I just wanted to highlight for folks listening that those tail turn-in days are Tuesdays at Game Fish and Parks offices across the state from noon to 6 o'clock. And then, of course, people can access our website there and look at the dates and the times of some additional locations. And, of course, we also want to provide excellent customer service. So if we have some folks that can't make it to a GFP office for one reason or another, they can reach out to their local wildlife conservation officer or wildlife damage specialist and find out a time that they can both hook up and make those transactions happy. So again, off to a good start here and looking forward to the next several months of this program rolling out. So that's all I have and would be happy to answer any questions.
Anyone have any questions for Keith? Certainly appreciate the update, Keith. Maybe I missed it, but are we still suggesting to people that are participating in the program that they freeze the tails, or is that no longer a necessary component post-COVID shutdown?
Yeah, Commissioner Chair, we certainly do ask people to freeze those tails. It's probably not so important right now at this time of the year when we still have cooler temperatures, but as the season progresses and it gets warmer, it's just nicer for everybody that's involved if those tails are frozen. So, you know, what we tell people is throw them in a Ziploc bag, throw them in your freezer, and then take them out on the day that you go to an office, and it works well for everyone.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Any other questions for Keith on the Nest Predator Bounty Program before we move on? Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.